Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, 90 Day Fiancé Love in Paradise Recap, Season 3, Episode 9. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
All right. I don't know if I can do this whole episode with you zoomed in this far. You zoomed in just a little bit too much. We need to zoom out just a little bit. Yeah. You.
All right.
I feel like Dr. Pimple Popper.
it makes me like zoom all the way in first. I know, right?
Let's get
then. Really, so you got to start over.
All right.
Is that better?
That's way better. Way better. Way better. I was like, Jesus, we've never been this close before in our lives.
It's just saying.
I need some space. Back up. I felt like friggin' Alex on Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Like, geez.
you ever been on like a Zoom or Teams call and the other person has it on their phone and they're like, their face is just so huge? I laugh at that. I have a coworker that every time she comes on, she doesn't realize that the camera's cutting off. So it's like, what's that show, Home Improvement, where you see it's like from the nose up.
Right.
And I got like pinging, like, hey, move your cameras down.
That's like if I have a FaceTime with my daughter, that's how, but she's looking close to the phone like this, and you're like, hey. But you know, she's young. Yeah. These are adults you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She doesn't have a job yet.
Yeah. Her job is being cute and have an attitude.
And she's employee of the month every month for that. So
you're doggone right. Well, look, man, here we are again. 90 Day Fiance, Love in Paradise. And let's get to where, you know, I realize that I've got to really keep resetting this so that people understand. Because I noticed in the comments, some people have some things that are, why, if y'all don't like this? So I need to reset for everybody over and over again as to why and how we got here, right? So for those of you new to the show, let's just point something out real quick. Terrell is not a big fan of reality TV at all, yep. Right? So at some point in time in his life, he decided to make a deal with the devil, said he would never watch reality TV again until there was a Black Bachelor. Pandemic hits, lo and behold, they go, you know what? Give the black guy a shot. Enter Matt James, and he's stuck watching the show. So me being the good friend that I am, I said, hey, I'll watch it with you. We did that. Then I said, in return, you got to watch one of my favorite shows. Reluctantly, he said, okay. And we watched Married at First Sight season 13. And you know what? He is very reluctant to admit it, but he's addicted now.
Nope, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. What I'm addicted to is our subscriber numbers went up when we started doing Married at First Sight and we started getting more people interested, and that's what they were interested in us doing. And so the more subscribers we got, more people said they wanted to see us do this. So I take one for the team and I do it for the subscribers. Mm-hmm. I do it for the people that view it. So I sacrifice my evenings because I care that much. Yeah, for your prayer warriors, I care that much that I don't mind, you know, giving up my evenings. Because people don't understand, watching these shows, it's not like white noise in the background as you're doing other things. Yanni and I have to sit and actually take notes of, oh, they said this. Oh, this is crazy. I got to make sure I talk about this. So you got to really watch it. So that's a time suck. Luckily, when we do it on off days, we can fast forward through the commercials because 90 Day Fiance, those commercial breaks are like 5 minutes each.
Yeah, you got to pay for it somehow, right? Yeah. Well, here we are. And first couple up, of course, this couple, I think they've been through everything. We pick up where we left off last episode, Juan and Jessica. Yes, they are getting ready for the cookout with Juan's family, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, he's really excited about being able to introduce his Colombian family to his American family. And, you know, they come over and it seems like good time's about to happen, right?
Yeah, it does. And then Jessica stands up and I'm like, if you don't know the language, just say it in English and let Juan translate. don't go Spanglish on it. We have some grande news.
Yeah, that wasn't even Spanglish. Spanglish is half English, half Spanish. She did one Spanish word per sentence. We have grande news. They're like big. I mean, you know, I mean.
we're having El Bebe. I was like, El Bebe. Okay. It's Nino. Yeah, your mic is out. That's all right. I can put on a show and I can tell some jokes. See, 49ers fans. Technology, that's a challenge for them. So I guess y'all just have me for right now. Juan and Jessica, this whole El Bebe thing.
I'm back.
Oh, damn. Okay. I was about to go on a tirade, talk trash about you.
I figured you already did that. But yeah. Yeah, my bad.
So her broken Spanish. But they announced that they're having the baby and everybody seems pretty excited. And I thought it was nice that if it's a girl, he wants to name the baby after his mom, Lucy. I thought that was really touching.
It really was. And you get to really see the sensitive side of Juan there. And especially in the sense that, you know, like he's, you know, when he says it, I go, okay, this has got some really deep significance when they mention, if it's a girl, this is what we're going to do. And we find out that his mom died during COVID. And, you know, his mom actually got to meet Jessica. So that was a good thing. And, you know, it was really touching to see. And he felt grateful that if it's a girl, that Jessica was going to allow her first name to be the same name as his mom. And I think that's really touching, because that naming of a child, I mean, sometimes it can be a battle.
I've heard, you know, I've always said if I had a son, there's no choice. It's Terrell Jr. Like, that's what's going to happen. But I haven't never got to that situation. So battle avoided.
And, you know, it's like you said, it's there's no choice. It's got to be. And they're like,
yeah,
you know, I thought the exact same thing. And then, you know, some people are just like, nah, well, how about we go? And you're like, what is it? You don't like my name? Because somebody could say that. I don't want our son named Justell Jr. JTJR is not going to work.
I think that has a nice little ring to it, you know, but I bet that when Juan was showing his emotional side, Megan's probably just sitting there cutting her food, just giving him side eye, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not buying these tears.
She, you know, she's definitely, you looked at the way that when he was even cooking, and she was still giving him a side eye then. And I'm like, seriously?
Sometimes your friends know, because Jessica, as we've learned, is quite naive when it comes to relationships. Like, chalk that up to small town Wyoming. How's that?
And her friend is quite the internet sleuth. No channel says, I wonder if Jessica's friend will be moving in to help with the kids when the baby's born. You know, anything's possible. Probably moving in to help with when the baby's born and to keep an eye on Juan.
Yes. Watching you. Wouldn't it be a great Lifetime movie if Juan moves to Wyoming and then he winds up hooking up with Megan and then leaves Jessica for Megan? Like, how crazy. That's made for TV right there.
And take the baby with him? That would be jacked up. But, you know, I think we're jumping too far ahead in the storyline for 90 Day Fiancé. So let's get back to when it's the last night before Jessica, Megan, Dan, and what was the little the little mischievous child called again? I forget his name. But before they leave, Jessica and Juan have date night, right? And you know, it's such a nice place. She likes the dessert, all that. And then she ruins it all by bringing up, you know, his last cruise that he's about, you know, quote unquote, last cruise that he's about to take for 6 months.
Yeah. You know, first, that was a beautiful view where they were at. I was like, okay, I need to add this to places I want to go visit. But I think it's going to be hard for Jessica to trust him after that girl contacted her. And that's my whole point. Mm. This girl contacted you. This was not just someone that he was a customer on the boat, a guest on the boat. They had to have been involved for her to get your information and to get your number and to reach out to you. So that should be enough to tell you that you have some problems. And she has a right to be concerned. And then I think Jessica needs to decide if she can move past it or not.
Well, she definitely hasn't. And Megan's not going to allow her to move past it, right? Because, you know, here's the thing. I think she's moved past it because, one, she's pregnant. She's like, okay, we got to make this work. The daddy of the other two didn't work. This one's got to work, right? And she's trying to move past it. But at the same time, Megan's not. And so as she's thinking about moving past it, and she's like, okay, so are you letting people know that you're in a relationship? He's like, well, you know, I'm a private person. Play a lot.
Playa.
101.
Playa.
Oh, my God.
Well, for him to say that I didn't realize the girl was hitting on me, I'm like, you come out on this show at the very beginning and say that you're a bartender on the boat and you purposely flirt with people because it helps you get more tips. So you're saying you had no idea this girl was interested in you? I got to call BS on that.
Well, you know, he figures it's harmless flirting. You know, he's even, Jessica's like, look, I want you to let it be known that you're in a relationship, right? And he's like, all right, but you know, that's going to cut down on the money. And, you know, like, how am I supposed to make my money if I'm not able to sling-a-ling this thing-a-ling all around this boat ting-a-ling? And she's like, the money doesn't matter.
Yeah, saying you have a girlfriend will not get him less tips. People are on a cruise ship, they're drinking. You know, they don't see their bill till when they leave or when they look at the TV. Have your fun and flirt all you want. But
and besides, Wands they're going to be like, challenge accepted.
Exactly. Well, where is she at? What? Why? Where? Wyoming? But she's not here on the boat. Cool. I'm just on vacation, too. But Juan made.
I won't tell.
Yeah. I think Juan made a big mistake in saying that I think a man should never say, I wouldn't cheat on you no matter what. Because
okay, why was that a mistake?
I don't think you should ever say that. You should say, I don't plan to cheat on you. I don't want to cheat on you. But I'll be honest. Halle Berry comes knocking on my door tonight. I'm cheating. So I can't say I would never. But all I'm saying, it just depends.
This time next week, we'll be talking about single tarot after his girl watches this episode.
She knows. We already have a deal. Hey, Halle Berry comes. It's not cheating because it's Halle.
So I get a pass. Her deal? Who's her deal then?
I don't know. I can't remember who she said.
Hmm.
For some reason, like Tay Diggs pops in my head. I'm not sure.
Well, you look. It's going to be interesting to see how these two kind of make it, you know, especially as they get in it. The interesting thing about them is the fact that here we are, there's a baby involved. This is what's next for them, right? And that's not going anywhere. So we know this has some serious implications. He's going to be on the boat for 6 months. That means 6 months of not seeing her, even though she's supposed to come show up 2 months into it. Was it 2 months? In 2 months, she's supposed to go see him again?
I don't know. I thought she said five, but could be two.
Five?
Jeez. Could be. I don't remember because everyone's throwing out numbers. I think it could be because I think another couple said they'll be back in 5 months. Maybe that's
Yeah, five was Matthew and Anna who we're getting to next. But I think it's her. She was 2 months. So for 2 months, and obviously she's got to go early on. And when she shows up on the boat this time, she may be showing a little bit more than she is now because she's really not showing now. We didn't really know she was pregnant until she told us, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the family didn't know she was pregnant until they did. But the family seemed happy. Juan's happy, especially he'll be happy when he's on a boat without her. We'll see what happens when they get off the boat and he has to go to Shit Town, Wyoming, as she described it. So,
if he plans to leave, because the house that he's building, the apartment's not done.
Very true. So there's still that in that space. Well, you know, while we're on the whole thing of him, Juan about to be a daddy, let's just point this out real quick. Because, you know, we talked about this meet and greet, our regular guys, random thoughts, meet and greet at Jerkfest, right? And right now, chsjerkfest.com, we got that Father's Day special going up until Father's Day, right? Because it's Father's Day weekend this weekend. You know, some people may not know that it's Father's Day weekend. Juneteenth weekend coming up. Because let's be honest, not everybody celebrated Father's Day because some daddies weren't there. But Father's Day special this weekend, 25% off general admission tickets. So just use the code DAD, D-A-D-C-H-S, jerkfest.com. And tell we'll stand in line with you as you wait for your food at CHS Jerk Fest.
So do I get a discount or do I get a hookup?
This
I'm just joking. I'll buy a ticket. I don't want to be that guy. Hey, so you got me, right?
If I remember correctly. Oh, man. Our next couple who obviously, I don't know, man. I'm starting to really have doubts about Matthew and Anna.
Really?
I really am. And I think this episode kind of put it in full perspective this time, right? Because one, when we first see them this week, Matthew's in the mirror way longer than Anna. And you and I both agree, by the standards of what we have seen of Brazil, Anna is not the 10 he's giving, but she's definitely the 10 in his book, right?
Right.
Because he's never had a woman like her before. And we saw that when he was at Carnival and couldn't handle men hitting on her, right? But the way he was in the mirror, and she's even like, how long are you going to be in this mirror? He's giving Tim vibes. And I know you remember Tim because it was the last time we did 90 Day Fiancé, he was sitting backstage giving commentary at the reunion. And Tim was, he's very Matthew.
Well, you know, everybody has their thing. Mm-hmm. Matthew, he wants to get his hair right. I'm like, dude, she's with you. Mm-hmm. Just be, she's fine with it. Don't worry about that. But also he's on TV, so he just wants to get his hair right, whatever that seems like. There's all these other men in Brazil that she could be going after. She's with you. So, and it's just y'all two that's going to be together. Who cares? But to each their own.
Well, the good thing is here they are. They're off to a resort for some time away after, you know, all that Carnival madness that he's just so, you know, oh, my God, I'm so glad to get away from it. She's like, well, I missed the parties already. She's not done.
No, I mean, she can't wait to come to the U.S. and party. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens if you're going to date a young party girl. Mm-hmm. You know what? Matt's 36. She's 27. Mm-hmm. This is the life you chose. Right. If you can't keep up, then be ready to deal with that. That she's going to go out with her friends that she meets in Dallas and you're going to be too tired.
Get you some vitamin B shots, bro, because you're going to need them.
Yeah.
The funny thing was he has this, it's very insecure, this conversation he's having with her, right? And you can tell that he's feeling insecure about it. But asking her about, you know, coming to the U.S., she reveals that she's tried to go to the U.S. before, especially since she's been dreaming of moving to the U.S. all her life. Mm-hmm. The fact that he even had to question, did he think that, you know, she was moving to the U.S. for him or because she wanted to go to the U.S.? I'm like, you know, did you really think you were the main reason she's moving? And because it's not just all about love sometimes. It's about that other part. But at the same time, if she wanted to be there, don't you think she would have found somebody else and been there already?
Yeah, that was a little suspect to me because it sounds like she's never been to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And because she couldn't afford a passport and visa. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Matthew, buy the passport for her. Mm-hmm. So at least she can come visit. And while you're waiting this long period of time, however long it takes to get the was it K-1 visa, whatever it is? Mm-hmm. Okay, pay for her passport so she can at least come travel.
Exactly.
But it's very interesting to me as an American, because you always hear people in other countries, they can't wait to come to America. And I'm just like, I guess we do a good job of making it look like it's easy here. But also, she doesn't look like she's coming from like where Juan lived or from like poor part of Brazil.
Right.
You know, to where that she's moving to a better condition. But she is fixated on wanting to be in the U.S. and great. But I think he has to understand that she loves you. But even if you were to break up with her today, she's going to find someone else that can move her to the U.S.
OK, to her point, though, she's like, well, you know, the plus for him was that he was also, the good thing was that he was also from the States, right? She says that. But I will say this, to your point of how America does a great job of marketing itself, it does. As someone who was born outside of the U.S. and grew up outside of the U.S., the perception is way different, right? It is very, very different because And I think my mom said this a long time ago in the sense of, like, you know, America's colonizing the world through television. And I think that being here in the States, and you travel, but a lot of people don't. You don't realize how much that influence is from TV across the globe, right? There's a reason why things are the way they are when people come to the States, and there's a certain thing they're looking for. And because that's what's sold on TV. It's just like the same reason why, and you know this, you know, living in Texas. I mean, we went to UTSA where there were people who lived in the Valley who wouldn't, you know, there was one black family in the damn town. What they knew about black people was what they saw on TV, which was what it was. The drug dealers, the rappers, and it was never anything good. For some reason, the Cosby Show never showed up in the Valley. I don't know why, but
yeah. And I was expecting to see when we were moving to Texas from New Orleans, I was expecting like cowboys, like everyone rides horses, everyone wears boots, everyone has hats, and it's like nope. I mean, there are parts of Texas that are 100% like that,
but
every part, no, not so much.
Yeah, you know, Michelle says that Anna just wants a green card. I'm not going to put that just on her because she's still got to put up with this guy. So, I mean, that's a lot to get to do for a green card. No Channel says, hey, and they just met on his YouTube channel, right? Yeah, they actually did because he was acting silly. And she's like, this looks like a sucker. No, he didn't. She didn't say that. It looks like a sucker. She just said, looks like a fun guy.
Could be. I mean, it's a cute story if that's how they met. You know, it wasn't on the dating app. It was just through random YouTube. Great. You know, and she hit him in his DMs or vice versa. But however they connected, if it works out, it's a great story. But I would be a little reserved or hesitant on that, too.
They don't look like an energy match, right? And that's what Darren is saying. Like, Matt needs to date a low energy blind woman. Stop it. Stop it, Darren. Stop it.
I don't think a low energy, just somebody that's a little bit done with the wild party side. You gotta get away from that because that's gonna wear you out. And here in America, that causes fights. So she has to be in Dallas especially.
Yo, Michelle, you're so wrong. Talking about he took his shirt off. That's how she saw him. Stop it. But okay. Dolores has an interesting thing, right? Says, as we talk about the advertising that America does to the world, right? She says, most people in other countries want to come to America because they think it's so easy here. I'm not going to say easy, but it's the land of opportunity, okay? It's not that it's easy, it's the opportunity. And there's definitely greater opportunity, right? She says, due to advertising, only show the good parts and not the reality of how America really is. Now, that is facts, okay? Mm-hmm. I will give you that in the sense of, when you see New York City, you know what you see? Times Square.
Right.
When you see New York, you think New York, oh, Times Square. If you go, you know, up the aisle a little bit, you're like, wait a minute, the hell is this?
Yeah.
Because that's not what it's showing. But it's the same way that they show, think about when they show Africa. What do they show about Africa here in the States? It's not the, you know, the metropolitan areas. They're not showing that.
Right.
Because there's still a narrative being shown. So to Dolores's point, yes, it's due to advertising and the narrative and what people want to push in that sense. So I totally agree in that.
Yeah. You know, I think their little getaway to wherever they went in the mountains, I thought that was nice. But one thing about this visit and this date irked me. So he was happy to see that there was a church. And he was saying that religion is really important to me. His faith is really important to him. It's not for her, but maybe she will come with me to church. And that irritates me. It's like, if you're dating a non-religious person that accepts you for your faith, why not accept her for not having faith?
Right.
Like, if someone's non-religious and they're willing to accept this is what you're into and they love you anyway, why try to get them to come to church with you?
So does that make him the woman in this relationship? Because, you know, we know women like to try to change men. Does that make him the woman in the relationship?
I know. I just think it makes him a believer and a follower. And that's just what you do. You want a partner that wants to go to church with you and all that. I'm like, if that's the case, why not only date somebody who is so much in love with God as you are, mm-hmm. and be great than to all but force it on them. Because I would never encourage someone I was dating not to. No, he's not forcing it on her, but he's trying to encourage her to go. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I've dated people and I've told them, hey, I'm not religious. If that's important to you, that's fine. But I would never say, oh, you're going to church again? Lame. You know, well, I'm going to brunch and get some bacon while you're going to church. Like, I would never make a big deal about it. I'd be like, communion. Yeah, you're going to church. Okay, well, when you get done with church, meet me at brunch. You know, I have some mimosas, right? But I would never discourage you from going. Right. And vice versa. I wouldn't want someone who's really religious and they're dating me and they know that I'm not to try to encourage me to go. And so I just think if you're going to date somebody who's not, you know, you're not equally yoked on religion, agree to disagree on it, but still be together about everything else.
But here's the thing. She even went to the church with him, right? And to your point, what did he do when they went to church? He tried to pray with her.
Mm-hmm. And that was funny. He's praying and she's just like, this is cool. Which is similar to me. If times I did go to church, bow your head and pray, I'll be looking around like, just kind of looking around at the room and why is this person running around the church? I thought we were praying. Why are they running? Why are everybody's hands in the air? What's going on? I just have questions, right? And then as soon as he gets done with his prayer, what does she say? May the force be with us.
Live long and prosper. Yeah. Yo, Darren is like, he needs to find someone with a matching orthopedic sock. Yo, you look so wrong, man. And then, look, here's the interesting thing. So Sock Monkey says, I think Matthew and Shaquille should hook up. They can support and smother each other to death.
Wrong trying to blend in two shows.
You know, we notice that a lot of people do that sometimes. but we get further in this, right? And the last time we see them on the show this time, Matthew finally tells Anna that it's looking like a 2-year wait for mm-hmm. her, for the K-1 visa process, right? She's not happy. Now, I mean, we knew she wasn't going to be happy because when she talked about it's been her dream since she was 4 years old to come to the U.S. And again, for some people, that's what it's been, right? And like, oh, it's great, it's great. This is what, because again, the American dream is real. And let's be honest, the American dream is really not for people in America. It's for everybody else on the outside, okay? but I also get why she feels betrayed, though, because she reveals that he's been telling her all along, 8 months to a year. And now he's telling, and this he's been saying this up until recently. And all mm-hmm. of a sudden now, it's twice the time. And it's only when she said that, I went, you know what? She's thinking, here I am giving this guy my time, giving him my body when he shows up. And I think he's just stringing it along. And 2 years are going to come and he's going to go, oh, it's going to be another year until he's done having his fun with her. And I think that's where her anger came in.
All right. So I'll challenge that.
Because, I knew you would.
Because as she's saying all this stuff and showing how upset she is, I'm thinking to myself, do they have Wi-Fi in Brazil? Mm-hmm. Like, she can't research any of this on her own. Mm-hmm. She's just trusting Matthew to own all of it. Mm-hmm. She could have easily looked up, research, what's the process, and find all this information out. It's not that
some of the information out.
You can find a lot of information out.
You can find how long it takes. Stop it.
Google can tell you a lot, but
not everybody's an internet sleuth like you.
Doesn't matter, but that's my point. It's like, and maybe it's the difference of what Matthew wants. Maybe he wants a woman that he has to take care of and all that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want a partner like that. That
right.
I got to do all the research online for you. Look it up. And you can see the process, see what it takes. You can see how some people it takes longer. Some mm-hmm. people it maybe can get it fast. Here's how you can try to expedite it. If she wanted to research any of this stuff, she could. So when she was crying those tears, I was just like, well, you didn't like look into any of this yourself? You're okay. Just depending on Matthew to solve it?
To be fair, not everybody's a great researcher, right? You know, when it came to writing papers and everything else, I was a great researcher for that. When it comes to vacation planning, that's what my wife is great at. Okay, so for me, I go, where are we going? All right, where are we staying? Cool, because my wife not only looks up where we're going, looks at the reviews, she joins the Facebook groups and sees the stuff that I'm never gonna, I would never do that.
I call BS, not on your story, but I call BS for Anna, because everyone on this chat right now could go to their phone and look up where's the best place for brunch in their city. If you could at least do that, then you could look up what is the K-1 visa process. I'm moving from Brazil to the United States. And then just click on each link and read. It is not that hard.
You act like everything on the internet is actually real. It's
not that everything is real, but you've done some research, right? Some of those reviews that your wife might see about a place is great might not be real. Could have been someone, it's a bot that they paid for it, but doesn't matter. But she still does her research to see what's a good place, what's not a good place. Anna could easily have done her research on what do I do in Dallas if I need a job? I can't work because the K-1 visa says that, like, she could do some of that research on her own. I don't think she's doing it.
Yeah. Michelle says she needs to be my niece. I'm like your wife, Yanni. I do the same thing. Gets on my husband's nerves. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me talk to your husband directly right now. Look, enjoy this, because we know as men, when we were like, all right, we'll just go here. Hey, you know, this looks like a good place to stay. And then you get there and it's not. We've seen these commercials on TV. Women will do the research. When you have a woman that's going to do the research for you and actually dive into these Facebook groups that you don't want to be in, and they get all the details. Look, Michelle's husband, be appreciative of what she does for you. Just say, thank you, baby. And what are we doing when we get there?
Yeah, I'm a little too bougie for that.
You're too controlling for that.
No, I'd have looked at some places. I'd have figured it all out myself. Or we could do it together. She's like, hey, honey, we're going to do this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation. We're going to do one of those. And then we're going to do what else we want. We're not going to have an agenda for this 3 days trip. Not happening.
I'll be honest with you. So it's funny you should say that, because, you know, when we went on the honeymoon, right? We had a bunch of things planned that we did. The first one, we went to Jamaica for our honeymoon, right? Went to Dunn's River Fall, came back and we had the catamaran and all this other stuff. We're like, you know what? Nah, we're just going to the spa. We're on vacation. F that.
Exactly.
We're going to relax. If we do all these things, you know what's going to happen? We're going to need a vacation after the vacation. No,
exactly.
We're going to relax. We're going to enjoy ourselves and us and each other.
Yeah, you're going to come back tired. I'm like, I don't want to have a packed agenda of stuff. We're going to hit 3 things a day. None of that, we can chill. But, you know, not everybody wants to do all that planning. My whole point is Anna could do some of her own research to see what the process is. There's advocates that she could talk to, most likely for free, that can just say, hey, here's the process. Here's what you got to be thinking about.
There are a couple of people in here who are on your side on this, okay? Indigo Blue 50 says, isn't she a teacher? And then a failed foster dog mom. I love that name, by the way. Says, is she just young or intellectually challenged? Because a 5-year-old can navigate the internet nowadays.
Exactly.
I feel like you wrote that, Terrell.
No. I don't know. I don't know if she's a teacher. If she is, do they have computers, or does she just use an abacus like to do math? You know, I have no idea, but she's 100% right. A 5-year-old can Google and look up some stuff. She can too.
Sedan's fan says she's too busy partying. She expected him to find the visa info and get her squared away. Yes, it's your country. I'm coming to your country. You should know this information. I understand why she felt that way. Darren, you know, who's hold no holes barred, Darren is what we're going to call him. She's only watched Coming to America. I'm so happy
possibly.
To be here.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, my God. Well, interesting to see what's going to happen with these two, because as we see from the preview for next week, she's going to go on a rant of not talking to him for a while, right? Our next couple, though, which really wasn't a couple this time, was it?
Mm-mm.
Valentine and Carlos. And actually, we got to see Carlos, and we get to meet Michelle. We've seen a picture of her before. It was a quick picture, but we get to see her in person. Does she live up to the picture?
I don't remember the picture, but I was curious what she was going to look like. And when she shows up, I mean, she's attractive, but we find out that she has zero interest in Carlos.
Negative.
Whatsoever. So, yeah. What's Valentine tripping about?
Exactly, because, you know, not only does she have no interest, and she says, I told him this from the beginning. Once I found out he was attracted to me, I'm like, no. This ain't gonna happen. And, you know, she's like, not only do I have a boyfriend, I live with him. So yeah. What Valentine was saying all along was that the problem is that Carlos was emotionally involved with Michelle, invested in Michelle at least, right? Even though, because Michelle is not involved with him emotionally, she's friendly involved with him, right? But he's emotionally. And for Valentine, the problem was that emotional connection, right? In the sense, because he's polyamorous, Carlos isn't. So he's mm-hmm. like, I can love 3, 4, 5 people at the same time and be good. Carlos said he can't. He can only love one person. So if he's emotionally involved with her, he can't love me. And that's where his problem lay in all of this.
It does. But then also, Valentine requested, I want to meet her first before you invite her to the wedding. Mm-hmm. If she's that important to you, why didn't you have her meet Valentine day 2?
Okay, then there's that. But maybe she was busy.
Doesn't matter. All this time, they could have FaceTimed. I mean, there's no way that it was impossible for them to have met before all this. So I call BS on this drama that they have in their storyline.
Now, Sinan's fan says the storyline with Carlos and Valentine seems producer motivated. Dolores, on the other hand, says, I love Valentine and Carlos, hoping somehow they get back together. Are you in that same vein or either one of these?
No, because I think they're toxic to each other.
Yes,
they and are. So I'm like, if you keep breaking up all the time and fighting the way that they do, that's toxic. So I don't think that's a good look.
Here's a question. Did you notice the smirk Michelle had when she goes, so you're saying I'm the reason the marriage broke up?
I didn't think she had a smirk. Come on.
Am I the only one that saw that smirk?
Yeah, I don't think she had a smirk. I think she's more like, seriously, for me? Like, I don't understand. She's like, he hasn't even met me. So I think it wasn't a smirk. It was just more like, are you for real?
Maybe I'm seeing things. Y'all let me know. Am I the only one that saw the smirk? And Darren is right. This is something I didn't think. I don't know that they can actually work, right? Because Darren says two tops will never equal. I hadn't read that completely. Two tops will never equal a bottom. But if they're both the dominant and they're both tops, then how's that supposed to work in the first place?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't speak to it.
But. And look, No Channel says, yes, smart. Failed foster dog mom says smirk. Michelle says no, she did EA smirk.
I think she meant she did have a smirk. I think it's what she meant to put.
She did have a smirk, yeah. And she says, Tara, watch it again, because I'm right.
Okay.
You don't want to agree. And Marjan agrees with you, no smirk.
I don't think she had a smirk. I just think she was just like, what? Over me? I don't think she's excited about breaking up this relationship.
I say excited, but it was a smirk. That was a smirk.
I think it's a reach.
Well, speaking of reaching, Jordan and Everton headed to the mountains to meet Everton's family. And it's always great when the nudists comes to the place they love to visit, but then get off the resort and get into the real countryside. And go, you know what? This home feels like camping.
Well, she made the comment that we've been together 12 years. I'm like, y'all been dealing with this for 12 years? Mm-hmm. That just blows my mind right there. And so they get to the house and he's like, change clothes. We're going to go out in the yard. I'm sitting there the whole time. My fear of snakes was kicking in. I'm like, nope. I'm not going to be out there cutting. Nope. There's snakes out there. Can't.
Well, okay. Here's a great thing for you, I wish I had known about this fear of snakes, because I probably would have put some fear in you when we were in St. Kitts, even though there are absolutely no snakes on the island of St. Kitts at all because of the monkeys. So, but I'd definitely kind of try to scare you with some snakes about to show up. Like, you know, there's snakes everywhere.
Nope, I'd have stayed right there in the casino. Y'all go ahead.
Yo, Michelle says, Lord, Jordan and Everton are rap. Jordan wanted to show his family that he made it when he didn't. Well, kind of, sort of, because think about it. First of all, I like when Jordan gets there, right? And after that, you know, she goes in with Everton's mom and starts washing the dishes. Like, hey, no, I'm here. Let me help you. Let me do these, right? Instead of just standing there and talking to her, she's like, no, let me do the dishes. Let me help out, right? And you see some love there from Jordan in that space. Like, hey, you know, and you kind of understand why she explains, you know, her losing her mom. And, you know, Everton's mom was always kind of there for her in that space. So she felt good about that, right? How'd you feel about her trying to help out in that space?
I thought it was good, but I've been asking questions like, hey, mom, why are we washing Dixie cups? Like, these are disposable.
Those were they Dixie cups? I thought they were just plastic.
It looked like just blue Dixie cups to me. I'm like, why are we washing some of these? You know, and don't be wrong, my mom is the same way sometimes. I'm going to be like, mom, the plasticware.
You're so damn judgmental, man.
I'm just like, why are we washing Dixie cups? Like,
So you have a plastic cup in your house, you don't wash it and use it again?
I don't use those type of cups, like the little solo cups. Like when you have a get together, people make mixed drinks. I don't reuse those for the next party. You throw it away. But I did think it was nice that she jumped in to actually help and get dirty and help clean the house. Mm-hmm. I can totally understand her judgment of where he grew up, because that's just very different. There, it's so common. Mm-hmm. But for where she grew up and where, you know, I grew up, that would be a challenge for me.
But I mean, you know, it's, you got to look at, understand where someone's from, and that's where he was from. And, you know, she fell in love with the man anyway. So what's the problem in that space? Right. And here's the thing. She gets outside as they light the campfire and you sit around and she gets some mint tea, some peppermint tea. And she's like, oh my God,
this is the best tea ever.
Best tea I've ever had in my life, because it's natural.
Is this chamomile? Oh my goodness.
You know, she's like, is this bush tea? Like, no, that's something different. That's something different. Bush tea's gonna get you a little different. But the natural mint tea, amazing. And look, there's nothing better than actually having the tea leaves, the actual leaves, not the dehydrated leaves, but the real thing, and making tea out of it. So she got a chance to at least taste that.
Yeah, well, and here's what I laughed at when they're sitting around having tea. Everton says, we purchased some land. Like, we purchased some land? No, Jordan purchased some land and gave you power of attorney.
Hold up. Yeah, okay, but she gave him power of attorney. So you know what? We...
Yeah, we purchased some land. And I feel like his family's just sitting there just looking like, And then so the sister's like, so y'all got to get married? And mom's like, settle down. And my man, Everton, you know, getting married was not in my head right now. I'm more focused on the business. I was like, this whole family's just looking at Jordan like, girl, you getting gamed. Like, we know our brother. I know my son. You getting gamed. But they're not going to say anything, because they're going to win getting this land too. So
part of that, and it's funny you say it in that manner, right? Because as you say it, I remember this line from his mom when they were in the kitchen washing dishes. She said, don't forget about me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave me out.
Mm-hmm.
What, in your mind, was she talking about? Don't leave me out of the two of you, or don't leave me out of, you know, this financial support you've been giving Everton? Because we haven't gotten I don't think we've gotten to the part where she confronts him about giving the money to other people, right? We haven't gotten to that part yet.
No, we haven't gotten to that. But I think Everton's already talked to his family. It's like, hey, fam, we blew up. We blew up. I got this land. So this girl, Jordan, she's coming to meet y'all. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. We got to take care of the money back. So don't mess this up. So yeah, I mean, I feel like they know that he's scamming Jordan. Jordan's the only one that realize that she's being scammed.
So what do you think of her reaction after that when they go off together? Because the look on her face when he said that, and then next thing you know, they leave. And she has that whole, you know, I was like, no, Chan said, she tried to uno reverse it and go, you don't want to marry me? No, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah. She's like, you make me look like a fool. I'm like, yes, you do look like a fool. You know, that's on you. Yes, you look like a fool.
No, it's really bad that he did that. It's 12 years. She supported you throughout COVID. If this is not what you want, what are you doing? And you've got the one thing that you and I can always say, right, is that always honest about intentions along the way, right? Good, bad, or indifferent. Always.
Now, honest. Yes. Yes.
Well, maybe you lied back in the day. I never did. I've always been straightforward.
Were you?
Yes, I was. Very much. Were you?
Yes. I have receipts.
Yes, and those receipts are your own because mine say exactly what. You see, that's what happens when you go talking to people behind my back.
Isn't it glad there's no text messaging back when we were in college? Like, no one can track anything that I said. But I think that Everton knows exactly what he's doing. This is a scam to get this land, and he can come up. Yeah. He hasn't put in any money. I mean, how genius is this? He hasn't put in any money. Mm-hmm. She's put up the money for the property, made him power of attorney, and then through COVID, sent him money to keep him and everyone else he was dealing with afloat. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a scam.
Now, okay, so Precious Me has a good point. Said one American dollar is $150 in Jamaica. Everton is just stringing along his new bank, a.k.a. Jordan. Remember, they're in Jamaica right now, but that's not where he lives. He lives in the Cayman Islands, right? And basically, you think about this, that's why she was supporting him during COVID, because he's a boat captain, a catamaran boat captain in the Caymans. Tourism slowed down, came to a screeching halt. No revenue for him. She supported him. And that's a bad thing. If this is not what he wanted, this is just a fling. Hey, this is what it is.
It's not a fling. It's a money grab.
Okay, it's what it is.
That's a money grab. That's exactly what it is.
Do you agree with Robin then? He knows she's all talk and is not leaving?
Yeah. Even if she is, let's say she decides to leave. Mm-hmm. How do you get out the deal? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you get out of the deal for the property? Because it's going to take both. He's power of attorney.
Yeah.
So he could easily phase you out and money gone.
Right. Now, she was kind of dumb to do that, and especially without there being some sort of real commitment in that space. You mortgage your house to buy this land. Sounds good, but you don't do that without there being some sort of long-term commitment. I don't understand that. That part I don't understand, and that part she's a fool for.
There's no way I take a second mortgage out of my house. We're not married. No. Mm-hmm. We have to be married. There's no promise of, no, we have to be married. Same mm-hmm. last name. You're on my insurance. You're my, you know, case of emergency contact, so-and-so. There's no way I would put myself in that much debt over love.
No, exactly. That is definitely not the case. And Michelle says, like, you know, Jordan is better than me. You ain't purchased nothing. I'll purchase the land if you want to go there. So she's like, you know, look, I bought the land. It's not no we. It's me. The problem is, like you said, she gave him power of attorney. You gave him all the control because you're not there. No. There has been enough stuff happening in the Cayman Islands of people who were not setting foot in the Cayman Islands that you'd have been all right.
Well, but also I'm curious. I don't have an OnlyFans account, but I think anybody that does, find Jordan's account. Because I'm wondering how many monthly subscribers she has and what's her fee. Because I'm betting that she's making more money than she's putting on.
Right.
I'm betting that she has a little bit more money because with the freaky stuff that she's into, there's an audience for that. So I'm just betting that she's probably makes more money than she's putting on. I don't think that if she had to walk away from this deal, she would like lose her house and be poor.
Now, here's something that Phil Foster Dog Mom said. By the way, I still really love that name. There's a story behind it. We'd love to know what that story is. Power of attorney revocable? Yes. Jordan, get your property back. So, and you know what? It is, because it can be revocable at any time by the principal. So she gave him power of attorney so he can do things with the land. Anything that needs to be done, but she still owns it. So if she wants to walk away, technically Shirley can, it looks like it.
She could, but it's going to be hard for her to do that from Dallas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. And again, I think Everton is a scammer, that he knows that that's a possibility and he already has a backup plan.
Well, we knew this when she was like, I'm just so worried about what he's going to think because he's so conservative, you know, and the islands, they're so conservative, and he's maybe worried about what I'm doing. He's like, as long as the money's coming in, take them clothes off, girl. Sit on them cakes. Both.
Yeah.
B-O-F-U-M. Both of them.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, this was some of the worst acting ever. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Stop it. This is the first time that you've seen your girl was doing this. That's your reaction. Come on now.
Oh, my God. Look, man, this show should be it's interesting what's going to happen next week, because we get to see some of these other ones pop up. I'm interested to see what's going on with Matthew and Anna based on the fact that she just disappeared on them because she's so upset. But she does have good reason to be upset. Right. And St. Nance fans have said this. I think most of the Americans on this show know that they're out of the country partners want the USA come up. They always act surprised. That's part of the appeal to them dating an American.
Yeah.
Somehow I agree with that completely.
I would agree with that, you know, because, you know, if you look at April and Valentine, mm-hmm. If he was trying to get her to move to the Dominican Republic, it'd be one thing. He wants to move to the U.S. too, and look at where he's living. That's a come up for him.
However, he said that he wants her to move to the Dominican Republic. Now, of course, that could be just saying it to say it, because one way to say it, like, hey, well, you know, maybe if you make it seem like I don't want to, then it doesn't seem like I'm trying to do this just for the green card or the visa. So, you know, it could be that. Robin has a question for you. Tell three things. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner don't count.
No. I'm thinking three activities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and none of them are going to be first thing in the morning.
So, there's only one activity first thing in the morning.
We can do an island tour at 10, and then maybe that afternoon we do something, and then that third thing is going to be either catch a show, hit the sauna, chill in the pool, whatever, but like three things. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big breakfast person anyway, so I don't need breakfast. So lunch and dinner would be a part of all that. And of course, cocktails.
What if she's serving breakfast?
I'll eat it. Take that for however you want.
All puns intended.
Yeah, take that for however you want.
Breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
Hey, so Phil Foster Dog Mom, you know, we said there's a story that we want to hear. She said, I used to be a foster dog mom for some area shelters pre-pandemic, but I started adopting those fosters, like Jordan, taking in a stray. Hilarious. I like how you turned that right back around to the show.
Yeah, taking in a stray. But she sure is Everton. She needs to take him back. And indeed, he needs to be neutered.
Well, look, Married at First Sight tomorrow night is an episode that we're not going to cover, because it's really one of those with everybody else giving their opinion on what's about to happen. So, you know, Terrell's actually going to watch it. He's going to pretend like he's not, but he's going to watch it just to watch it, just to see what it is. Yes, he will. And then next Wednesday, we'll be back. Also, of course, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, as we're getting. I think we're getting close to the end of the season. I'm thoroughly enjoying this season, by the way, because there's, you know, started off Black excellence. And luckily they killed that shit immediately. Thanks to your frat brother. He was like, no, look, I hate that. And we haven't heard it again for the rest of the season. Amazing. You know, they're going to close the season with it. But then, of course, right back next Monday, there'll be 90 Day Fiance, Love in Paradise. And just keep, if you're not subscribed already, make sure you subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you can know, get that notification of when we're actually going to go live with these reviews and these recaps. A lot going on in the next couple of weeks, actually the next month and a half, as we get ready for Charleston Caribbean Jerk Festival. So, you know, either right after the show or the next day. I know next Tuesday I'll be traveling. So again, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. You'll know when we go live because we love having you guys in here. I mean, you make it fun. I mean, Terrell's cool and all, but you guys are way better.
Yes, I am pretty cool. Thank you for that.
you act like you didn't hear the part after that.
No, I didn't. So I had to hear. I'm good. I started following Preston and Amir on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the houses that Amir posted, I actually have seen that house. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. And then Preston, honestly, Preston is funny. Mm-hmm. So I recommend Preston. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah. Preston is a cool dude. I like Preston. He's yeah. So Dolores, who's at Caribbean Jerk Festival, where it's going to be at Riverfront Park in North Charleston, South Carolina, Saturday, July 15th. All the info that you need, chsjerkfest.com, chsjerkfest.com. And Robin says, two more episodes of Martha's Vineyard per Silas. I know Silas was on somebody's YouTube and really gave, apologized for his behavior and all that good stuff. So, but yeah. There you go. Thank you, Terrell.
There you go. Through the link in the chat, chsjerkfest.com.
Yep, there you go. Hi, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod and at CHSJerkFest.
Be sure to send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Waters, cheer.
Cheers.
Almost knocked my mic over. Jesus.